Okay, Chavra, thank you for coming.
We'll chazer together right now. Sugi of Shlokos. Just to be makim, the Gemara Mem with Aleph. Im shama b'yashon tishma b'chadash. So it's mamish zuchos to get the chazer together. We'll start on the top here. Mam chesma beis. To give some context, the Mishnah had said that by Teres Aretz Se Adama Chutz Min HaPas, on which you say Amol Tzilachem Min Aretz, and that's Pas. And Yerakos, Tanakhama says Bor Pri Adama, and that's where the Gemara picks up. Says the Gemara, Katani Yerakos Dumya De Pas. So the juxtaposition here of Yerakos right after Pas teaches us some sort of dimyon. Ma pas shenishtanu al yedei ha'or, af yerakos nami shenishtanu al yedei ha'or. So just like pas was nishtanu al yedei ha'or, so to yerakos. Amar Rav Noi Mishnei Dabai, he's also Amar Shlokos Mevarachin aleihem b'orei pri adama. Ah, so this tells us that Shlokos got adama. So right away the question is, what exactly is the dimyon? What is the comparison being made over from pas to yerakos? So we have a few answers. The most pashut, I think simple, least difficult answer comes from the Karen Ora. And he says that the comparison is very, very, very simple. Just a comparison in the Metzias of the cases. Just like the pass being discussed in our Mishnah is, by definition, Mishnah Ani De'or, to get the pass. So too, the Yerakos being discussed in our Mishnah can be even Yerakos that were Mishnah Ani De'or, meaning they were boiled. In regards to what the actual halacha is, what the bracha is on pas, and what the bracha is on yerakos, that's for the Mishnah to tell you. But the dimyon, the comparison itself, is just in mitzios. Just in mitzios. So that's really not problematic, I don't think. There's another way to go, and that is by...
If it's just a mitzios, what's the point of it teaching the comparison? Like, it's not telling you a halacha bracha.
If I just taught you... Oh no, I mean, it is going to memela have an effect on halacha, and that's the zos omeres, oh, meaning if you read on in the Mishnah now, it says on yerakos, it gets adama. Okay. So, comes out, if yerakos, because of the dumya, comes out that the yerakos being talked about in the Mishnah could even be those that are cooked. Right. So now it comes out, the Mishnah then says, yeah, on yerakos, you make a bar pri adama, so yeah, you're saying, even on shlokos.
It is teaching me a halacha thing, it's just...
But the comparison, the comparison's not... Oh, like which we're about to see right now. It has nothing to do, we're not comparing the halacha, like what we see about the dinim and the way brachos work by pas, so too, that's going to apply itself over to yerakos. We're not saying that. We're just saying the simple metzias of the cases in Achinami that is going to affect what the bracha is on shlokos. But it's not where that we're drawing a comparison about the dinim of brachos by pas, the dinim of brachos by yerakos, because they're really not comparable. As opposed to just any Paris Haaretz?
Yeah.
Did we ask that this year?
Tosis brings a Paris Ilan. Tosis brings a Paris Ilan. I mean, it's also, then Rashi just said, yeah, like Bokor Gre'etz. I'm saying it's not just, I don't think it's just by Yerakos, meaning it applies to other,
you know, imagine, like,
even
non-leaf
vegetables, it's
really
the same thing.
Yeah, and Rashi says, call Yerek Shalux. We spoke about that a little along with Esmin Aleph, like, if it applies over fruits, but... I hear you. You're not going to have that question for anyone else?
No, I'm saying just as a question, like for the Karanara, I mean, it's just saying it's Mitzias, so like, it doesn't necessarily matter what we're comparing. Just the Mitzias happens to be that they're similar, and the cases are Pas and Yarkos. But it's not like Pas and Yarkos are similar because of their Mitzias. It's just that we have two things. That...
Right, yeah, I hear you. So the other way to go is to bring the halacha more into the Dumya. In other words, this is maybe how Tosis would seem to come out of the Maskana, is that just like Pas was Nishtana Al Yedei Ha'or, and it was cooked to get to that state of Pas, and you see it doesn't receive a Garua degraded Bracha, like something like Shahakal, rather it is able to receive its high status Bracha of Hamotzi, so too, Yerakos that are Nishtana Al Yedei Ha'or, they're cooked, they won't get downgraded to a Bracha of Shahakal, they'll keep the Bracha of Adama. That does seem to fit the words of Tosis at the end there. Of Midikatani, not the Ramasco. But the kashrus on this are obvious. Like that's not parallel at all. the whole point is that nishtana ide or by lechem, that makes the dough into lechem. Hidavka gives lechem the bracha of amotzi lechem min haaretz. Meaning it could be very well that that bishul is something that downgrades, which happens to be. It, in that case, it is the bishul that is literally yielding the state of lechem, so it's going to receive its bracha of amotzi lechem min haaretz. Could be be'etzem, though, that the bishul was something that would downgrade, and therefore by yirakos, it would downgrade. It's just that, literally, in the case by lechem, it's turning dough into lechem, hamotzi lechem in aretz. That's the reason, bishul is the reason why you can say that bracha. But by yirakos, where it's not getting a more special bracha, maybe it would get downgraded to shakel. So that it's really not a good dimyo in that sense. And the other question is, if it's really just a very simple halachadic comparison, then you don't need to teach it to me through a juxtaposition in the Mishnah. I can just see it. Okay, passage nishtana yeah, or, and it doesn't get a degraded bracha. So too, anything, yirakos, if they're nishtana yeah, or, they won't get a degraded bracha. Like, I don't need that. I don't need to say it based on a juxtaposition in the Mishnah. Could have been an absence in the Seth. So those are two questions on that understanding. In terms of that first question of, like, how are they really parallel? So the Bnei Yehoshua and the Tzlach kind of get around that first issue. Bnei Yehoshua says the comparison is as follows, that just like pas is nishtana al yedei or, and if you're medayik in the Mishnah, it's still considered part of the category of peros haaretz. That's why I need to say chutz min hapas, so you see it's still in within the category of peros haaretz. So too yirakos, when they're cooked, they'll also retain that peros haaretz status, and they'll therefore receive hadama. And the Tzlach says, even more out of the box, that pas shenishtana aida or means literally if you were to take, just like if you were to take actual bread and now cook it, in other words, the sugya basically of chavitza, the sugya that over there tells you that it would retain a bracha v'amotzi. So too here, yirakos that are cooked now will retain their bracha of hadama. So it's very much parallel. These won't necessarily like fit for Tosus, but for themselves, those both get around that problem of kind of making the dimyon really parallel. Okay. And just before we go on the rest of the sugya, just to think about, okay, Zosam Resh Shlakos is Hadama. What would even be the potential factors? Really, one of two things we'll say here that would have potentially downgraded Shlakos to something like Shahakol. So what we're going to see play out is the notion of Ishtani, which we've seen before. Although we've seen it before in terms of Ishtani in appearance, here it's really not that. It's going to be something like Ishtani in taste. And so that we'll have to see how that plays out with Ishtani Deluya, Greyasa. The other factor that we'll see, of course, come up in Rashi and maybe elsewhere is the notion of Bishul being a transformative factor. Bishul may have the power in and of itself just to transform the Chefza and out of the state of the Yerek and therefore downgrade Bracha to Shahakol. So we'll see that coming up. So just to do the Gemara, basically Pashup Shah with Rashi, then we'll come back and see this Tosis and everything there, and then maybe the Inyan of Tam Matzah. Okay, so Darsh of Chizda, Mishum Rabbeinu Manu Rav, Shlakos, Mevarach Nalein, Bor Pi Adama, Rabbosinu, Ayard, Meretz Yisrael, Umanu Ula, Mishmet Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Shlakos, Mevarach Nalein, Shehakol. So, we seemingly, and right now, have a Machlokas, a full-on Machlokas, it sounds like. Rav says, Shlakos Hadama, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, Shlakos Shehakol. If that were really the case, we'd have to kind of plug in the factors that we just spoke about. Rav is saying, Shlakos Adama, even on those that are standing the Greyasa. So, first of all, he doesn't see Bishul as any transformative factor, clearly. And he also would seemingly not understand Ishtani and taste to be of any consequence. He's saying, even Shlakos that are standing the Greyasa, he's basically saying there's no such thing as Ishtani and taste. That's why even those that are technically getting worse wouldn't receive a downgrade in Bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Shlakos, Lechora, Shahakol, even on those that are Ishtani, Le'iluya. So you could say either because he sees Bishul as a transformative factor, even when things getting better, takes it out of the Chetza of Yerek, or that he sees this as shtani, but not necessarily like just better in taste, not necessarily going to be considered shtani le'iluya, something like that, so just plain shtani. Either way, Rav Chisda comes on the scene, Vani Omer, according to Rashi here, he's being machriya. Kol shet chiloso bori priya adama, shlako shahakol nebedvaro, v'chol shet chiloso shahakol nebedvaro, shlako bori priya adama. So there really is no argument. Some shlakos are shakel, some shlakos are adam. So let's see how Rashi learns this. It says here, kol yerek hanecho chai shet chiloso bori priya adama. So if you have a yerek that's eaten in its raw state, and therefore it is bori priya adama in its raw state, shlako afke mi milse legreyesam. Rashi's words are afkemi milsen, takes it out of its status. So it sounds, doesn't sound necessarily like Rashi's saying anything about ishtani, really. It sounds more, we took it to mean that bishul has this transformative power to take the yerek out of its yerek status, and therefore downgrade the bracha to shahakol. That's that. The chol yerek she'ein darko le'achol chai, shemit chilaso im achlo chai shahakol humivarech. So if you have something that is really not eaten at all when it's chai, and therefore it's shahakol, shlako vehevio lederech achilaso hu ikar pirio mvarech berpi adama. Ah, so in that case, the shlika, the boiling, will, where it brings it to its derech achila, that's ikar pri, it's adama. So in other words, for Rashi, the picture is that really the baseline is that fish is always going to downgrade, basically, etzem. It has a transformative factor, and therefore will generally downgrade. Except if that boiling, that bishul, is literally bringing the pre to its pre-state, to its actual ikar pre-state, then adarav, it's not going to be vatal the shame pre, it's causing the shame pre, so it's going to go from shakel to adam. So if I were to ask you right now, what about a pre that's eaten equally in both its raw and cooked states? It's eaten, it's not, it's eaten in both states. What would you say for Rashi?
Probably adama, if that's the right thing to say about
how adama went.
Is that better or worse?
We want to say for Rashi. The baseline is that bishul has a transformative factor. If the pre is edible in its raw state and will therefore get a ha'adama in its raw state, meaning it's considered a pre already, then that transformative factor is going to take it out of the status of yerek into something that's not yerek, and therefore shahakol. But the only case, really, where you're going to see a shahakol in the raw state to hadama in the cooked state is where it's really inedible, not the derech at all to eat it in its raw state. And therefore, bishul is really yielding the shame pri, and then it's going to get a hadama in the cooked state. So in that sense, if you have something that's eaten in the raw state, therefore it's hadama, and it's just equally eaten in the cooked state, so Rashi's still going to tell you that's hadama to shahakol, because bishul is going to take it out of its apkimi milsa, it's going to take it out of that pre-state, that raw pre-state, and going to...
You mean like from Rashi's shahakol?
Yeah, apkimi milsa.
That's only really going... The Rashi before is kol yerek hanecho chai shetos profi hadama.
Granted, but what we drew out of the words of Apkimi Milse is that bishul has this transformative factor.
Like it's only if you got Taurus.
Yeah, I hear you.
He also says,
yeah, I don't know.
Chumakarti isn't eaten raw. I think it's
maybe like this, that anything that's Nachal Chai, maybe just take this chunk for itself. Anything that's Nachal Chai, better, worse, whatever it is. Just if it's nechel chai, and you cook it, it's apkei mimos in the grei. So it's apkei mimos.
No, he establishes it only between mivakarti, which was the case of kolshe lasa bar pei dama shalku shahakol. That's when it gets worse when you cook it. But if it got, say, the same, not tumakarti. You know, a carrot, which is good both ways, that's not tumakarti. As he's saying, we only salvage with tumakarti, so how?
I don't think he's only establishing, he's saying it. He says it, but that's the least machadish case. He could have given, that's the least machadish case. He could have given a much bigger case of something. Okay, maybe that's a kasha in Rashi. But where Rashi do you see the, like, Rashi's speaking on the Gemara. I'm thinking, what Rashi's speaking on the Gemara.
Right, so that's what the Gemara is saying. If you don't know that Rashi would say that, but the Gemara would say that in the case where it's good both ways.
You don't know, but if you're taking out of Rashi, a Yesod, that Bishul is a transformative thing that takes whatever the status is right now.
If you take that Yesod, I don't know if you have to say that Yesod in Rashi. I think
it may not 100% be Mokharov, but I think that's kind of what we pulled out of.
Right, no, agreed. Yeah, I'm just
saying, I think you have to deal with that Kasha, that why did the Gemara just speak to Tumi Bukarti? Like, why could it not have said any case where it is Nechol Chai? I mean, why did it struggle to find Tumi Bukarti?
Right, that's a good segue, because there's Machlokas, Rajba, and Ravid on this very case where you have something eaten equally when it's raw and cooked. So the Ravid takes the tzad that we think Rashi would also take, that that is a case of Hadama to Shahakal. Seemingly again, because this is so that Bishul is transformative, and the Rajba asked on that, the Kasha, that then why does the Gemara struggle to find examples of Tchilaso Hadama and Shlakel Shahakel, if that's like almost all vegetables are solidly good, both raw and cooked. So then there's so many examples where the Gemara struggles to find examples. So the Rajba instead says, and which we'll see, I totally disagree with, that it would get Hadama and Hadama, both states. And again, to keep in mind, for when we see Tosus, if this Yisod is true in Rashi and the Ravid, so then what would be in a case where it's eaten in both states, but it's a little better, a little tastes a little better, maybe a few more people eat it in the cooked state, but it's eaten still in the raw state. Or the same thing would be true. It's eaten, l'maisa, it's a derech l'ochlo when it's raw. So that's pre, that's going to get Adama. And again, if this Yisod is true, then that Bishul is transformative, then it's going to, same thing, it's going to transform into a different chetzah that's going to get a shahakal, even though it's a little more eaten when it's cooked. Same thing will be true. Keep that in mind, betosis. Fine. Okay, so the Gemara gives examples of each. Continue with Darash of Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu, Manu Shmuel, Shlakos, Mvarach, Lembar, Pi Adama, Lachavrinu, Ayyard, Meritz, Yisrael, Manu Ula, Mishmid, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Shlakos, Mvarach, Lembar, Shakal, Nibidvaro. So a similar machlokas, here it's Shmuel versus Ula, Mishmid, Rabbi Yochanan. Vani Omer, Machlokas Shinui Yasser of Nachman actually wants to go the route that it is really a full-on Machlokas, and it stems from Machlokas Tanoim. De Tanya, Yotzim Baraka Sharui, Uve Mevushal Shloni Moach, De Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says that in regards to Chiyav Achilas Matzah and Leil Pesach, so you can be Yotze with Matzah that is both Sharui and Mevushal as long as it's not completely dissolved. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzim Raka Shari Avalo Lo B'Mevushal Achol Pisha Lo Nimach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, by Mevushal, you're not Yotze. In the Chora, the Machlokas is about, is Bishal Mevatel Mitoras Lechem or not? The Meir would say, it's not, so therefore you're Yotze. Rabbi Yossi would say, it is Mevatel Mitoras Lechem, therefore you're not Yotze. And that would apply back to Shlakos, is Bishal Mevatel Mitoras Yerek or not? So that's what he wants to say. Velohi. So this is the Gemara speaking. Velohi. Techulei Alma, Shlakos Mevarchan Aleim Bor Pri Adama. Really, everyone would agree that Bishul is not Mevatel Mitoras, not Mevatel Mitoras Yerek. So you would get a Bor Pri Adama. Va'ad Kaan, Lo Ka'amar Rabbi Yossi, Hasam El Mishum Deba'inan Ta Matzah Veleka. Rabbi Yossi's only problem there by Matzah, that's Mevushal, not necessarily, Pash Pshat is saying, it's not necessarily that Bishul Mevatel Mitoras Lechem, it's just that you have a side issue that we need Ta Matzah, Bishul happens to take away Ta Matzah. So that's his issue over there. Aval Hacha, Fila Rabbi Yossi Moda, but here, by Shlakos, of course, Rabbi Yossi would agree that Bishul's not Mevatel Mitoras Yerek, and it would get a Shlakos would be Adam. Okay, we'll come back to that if we have time. That Inyan. Reb Chibar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shlakos Mevarach Alein Bor Pri Adama. Rabbi Nambar Yafes, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shlakos Mevarach Alein Shakol Nia B'Dvaro. So now we have a stira and quoting of Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Chibar Abba says, Rabbi Yochanan said Adama on Shlakos. Rabbi Yamin quotes him as saying Shahakol. So Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak, Kava'ul Shabesh Day Kireb Binyam Bar Yafes. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, so Ula was clearly used, was quoted twice here as quoting Rabbi Yochanan, as saying Sha'akol clearly took Rabbi Nyambar Yefes is quoting of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's that he said Shlakos are Sha'akol, and he took it incorrectly, because really Chiva Abba is correct. Now, Ta Yibar Rab Zeira, so we'll learn this on the Rashi first, that Rab Zeira is astonished. In other words, how in the world could this machlokas have even been mentioned in the Beis Medrash? Of course, Rab Chiya Bar Abba is correct in his quoting of Rabbi Yochanan. So the first two rayas here are just going to be proving that Rab Chiya Bar Abba is more reliable than Rabbi Yamin in quoting Rabbi Yochanan. And then the next two will be just actual literal rayas that Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds Shlakos is Bar Pi Adam. So, Rav Chiya Bar Abba daik v'gomer m'shmaitzami mei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe, Rabbi Nyamin bar Yefes lo daik v'od Rav Chiya Bar Abba kotlas en yom mahadir tamudei kami de Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe, Rabbi Nyamin bar Yefes lo mahadir. So, first of all, Rav Chiya Bar Abba is medaik, and he also chazes before Rabbi Yochanan. V'od bar min dein tehahu tormesa de shalkilei sheva zimnim v'kdeira v'achli lei b'kinuach suda also v'shalul Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a case of Tormiso, which is Shaluk many times, and you see Rabbi Yochanan said, Bore Pri Adama. I mean, this is definitely a case of Ishtani Liluya Lechora, so you'd have to say, we'll maybe see that in Tosus, you have to say that Rabbi Nyam Bar Yafes was even saying Shakel on Ishtani Liluya for this to really be a good raya against him. The Ode. Amr b'chir bar Abba, anir ha'isis Rav Yochanan, she'achal zayis meliach, u'beir chalei t'chilu asof, so we made a bracha on zayis meliach. Meliach, Rashi tells us to say, is like bishul. So it's a case of shlakos, and Rav Yochanan made a bracha before and after. So, amr b'shlama, shlakos m'losayu kaimi, b'tchilu m'varich chalav, b'ori p'ra'itz, u'vasof varich chalav bracha achim in shalosh. That makes perfect sense if he holds shlakos b'mosayu kaimi. So then the bracha before was ha'itz, and then after main shalosh. Eloi amit shlakos lab musayu kaimi bishlama b'tchilim v'varich al sha'akol ni b'dvaro el basof ma'im v'varich. What bracha would he make afterwards? Zeri is assuming, I guess, like one of the Tanaim later, that says you'd only make a bori nefashos on basar and beitzin, right? So then he wouldn't really make a bracha basof. Says the Gemara, Dilma, Bar Nefashos Rabbos V'Chasonon, Akol Mashabara, meaning maybe you really did make a Bar Nefashos, and that would be the Chilul Asof. So it could be Docha, that last Raya. That was Reb Zeira Fi Rashi. The Rajba wanted to learn a little differently, that Reb Nachmar Yitzchak, what he said was, this here, Reb Chibar Abba quoting Reb Yochanan and saying Adama, Reb Nyam Bar Yafes quoting Reb Yochanan and saying Shakel, that's a full-on Machlokas. And Ula took the tzad of Rabbi Nyam Bar Yafes to say Shlakos is always Shahakol. Now, Reb Zeira, what he's astonished about is that how could Reb Zeira have ever, if it was really truly a full-on machlokas here, Reb Zeira would never have taken the tzad of Rabbi Nyamin over Reb Chiya Bar Abba. He would just never do that. So the first two points of Reb Zeira are now showing how Reb Chiya Bar Abba is so much more reliable than Rabbi Nyamin. So, of course, Ula would not have taken that side, he would have taken Reb Chiya Bar Abba's side. And Reb Zeira's point is then that it must be that really Reb Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yamin are not arguing. They're actually agreeing with each other, just like Reb Chisda laid out above, that Reb Chiya Bar Abba's quoting Reb Yochanan and saying Shlakos are Adama, meaning Shlakos that are standing Leiluya. While Rabbi Yamin is quoting Rabbi Yochanan and saying Shlakos are Shakol and Shtani Legreya, so there's really no machlokas at all. And then Ula was just, yeah, like Rabbi Chizda said, just taking, not picking any sides anymore. And the last two rayas that Reb Zeira brings are just basically stories in which Rabbi Yochanan clearly makes a Bori Pri Adama on Shlakos. So it just could never have been that Reb Binyamin and Ula would have ever even thought to say that Rabbi Yochanan really held Shahakol across the board.
What's the size when the FK is coming down? How would that be like a person?
Because, I mean, you have to say that that's either Shnani Leluya, or even just nothing, or I don't know. I mean, maybe a little bit better, or even equal.
It has to be better.
Why?
We saw it was the Rafa, the next Sugya says that it was for the better, and the Rebbe said in Shir that it was for the
That works here, no? The Rajba thinks it's for the better.
Well, anyways.
So then
what's it called? Tormasah is a rather for the study of the
Leo. No, that's for sure. I mean, going from Tormasah,
yeah,
that works
probably that works, yeah.
But Zayas Malias.
You could say.
Did he say it's for the better?
I think the Rashba on the next Sugya says that it's for the Zayas Malias.
I mean, that would be perfect.
Exactly. After the study, they blew your when Maliyah.
Honestly, I forget what the Rafa says, but Rebbe said one thing, and then he said later on in the next study that the Rafa said the opposite.
If it's not, it's their vote, so I would assume.
Yeah. We should find that, though, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's do Tosis. Mishkachas of the Karti, going back on that case. That was, again, a case which Rav Chisda said, everyone would agree, is Chilaso. How could you say that this gets downgraded in bracha through Bishul? Bishul makes it better. Tumim Karti gets better through Bishul. So it gets better through Bishul. That's his kasha. In other words, whatever you want to say, Shtani Leluya, or just maybe that the Bishul, even if it's a transformative thing, but if Bishul's improving an item, how could it downgrade in bracha? So, l'chora, this wouldn't even be a question for Ashi. L'chora. Because, okay, Bishul's making it a little better. But l'maisa, if something is eaten in its raw state, so even Bishul is making it a little better, if it's not transforming it into its derech achila, then yeah, Bishul's going to be downgraded. So, for Ashi, this one, I don't even think this would be a kasha. But for Tosis it is, and we'll see that come more and more clear, that Tosis differs from Rashi. Tosus Lamaisa does ask the kasha, and he answers, "Tehainu b'shvi'alam basar v'amelech shebisochan." That really, be'etzem, Bishul has a worsening effect, a negative effect on Tumi v'karti. It just happens to be that you cook Tumi v'karti. Also, you have in the pot basar melech, and that injects good taste into the Tumi v'karti. So your net gain at the end of the day, yeah, is Tumi v'karti. That's better than it was before. But be'etzem, the Bishul, what it was doing was really worsening. Say, for instance, cooked Tumi V'Karti alone in a pot with water, then it would worsen the taste of Tumi V'Karti. Now, says Tosus, V'nir nadvarim, shekol davar, shekol kol kach tov mevushal, kamo chai v'chai kamo mevushal, kamo mine kitnios, v'chin tapuchin, yesh lam bracha harishona, shekol kach shavin mevushal kamo chai. So Tosus says again and again that if you have something that is equally as good when it's mevushal, when it's mevushal, it's so equal, then it will get the original bracha and the bracha when it's raw, the bracha when it's mevushal will be the same, both ha'adama or both ha'etz. And he even continues on in that vein. Umitam zem marchina nami ala yayin mevushal bor priagafin shekol kachu tov achar bishal kamo kodim lachim. 4 times Tosa says, when it's exactly the same before cooking and after, it's going to get the same bracha, adama, right? It's both before, or agafen, both before and after. So the fact that those emphasizes this so much is mashma that only davka, when it's exactly the same, will get adama, let's say. But, this is going to be the nafkamina, as we laid out. If something was a little bit better, already on that, Rashi disagrees, as we said. But now, even when something is just a little better, when it's cooked, so Tosus would say already that's enough to turn the chai state shahakal, and the shaluk state would be adama, when something's just a little bit better in its cooked state. L'chora was mashma from Tosus. And it would be exactly the hefech, l'chora, as we want to say in Rashi, that when something's just a little bit better in its cooked state, but l'maisa, it's still eaten when it's raw. So that's going to be another example of hadama to shahakal for Rashi. It's exactly the opposite.
Well, kind of overlapping cases, but they're not.
Right. Same. In that case. Okay, so then Tosis just goes on to other categories. Krasilko Krov, Chayotza Behen, Shetovin Yoser, Mavushalim, Mechain, Kishain Chaim, Mavarchin Aleim, Shahakal, Mavushalim Bor Piadama, Chainos and Harmonios, Chavushim, Shain Ruin Lachlan Chain, Kmovushalim, Mavushalim, Mavarchin Aleim, Shahakal, Mavushalim Bor Piadis. Okay, so this is the category where it gets better when it's Mavushal, so that's going to be Shahakal to start, and then a Bor Piadama, Bor Piadis when it's cooked. Achos and Harmonios, Shekorin Lumibards, Mevarchan Aleyan, Bore Pri Ha'itz, Afil Batchila. Okay, that's a little exception. The Chol Davar, Ms. Kalkil Bavishulo, next category, Kigon Tumi Vikarti, coming back to there. The Chayotze Bahen, so if something gets worse through Bishol, so Kishain Chayim, Mevarich Aleyan, Bore Pri Adama, Mevushalin Shehakol. Kach Nira Lirabinu Yehuda. So, something that's made worse by Bishul, again, start Hadama, will then be Shahako when it's cooked. That's all Tosus himself. Umiyu, Harav Ilfis, Pasak Bishlakos, even the Ishtanu Legreyasa, Ali De Bishulan, Omer, Bore Pri Hadama. So Rif Paskins that on anything, even Ishtanu Legreyasa, will be a Bore Pri Hadama in Shaluk. Tosus says, Kirav Nachman, Damar Shlakos, Mvarachan Alei, and Bore Pri Hadama. I think it was Itzlach here, right? That said, Tosus must be understanding the Velohi to be Rav Nachman himself. Rav Nachman himself is Docha, his attempt at making a Machalokas Tanaim, and he ends up saying, really, everyone, and he himself takes it sad, that Shlakos would be Bor Pri Adama. So the Rif is, in that sense, passing like Rav Nachman. And also, Rav Chibar Abba, Ta'inami Kivase. The Rav Chibar Abba, in his quarter of Rabbi Yochanan, is saying similarly. Ubechol shlakos my Reb Chibar Abba, af beosan dimishtan legreyasa. And Reb Chibar Abba is talking about all shlakos, even those that are shtan legreyasa. Reb Chibar Abba is saying shlakos haadama. How do we know that? Midapalig lehu gemara adadi. From the fact that the gemara places these shitos at odds, Reb Chibar Abba, Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes. It places that those shitos are arguing our gemara, and that itself teaches you that Reb Chibar Abba must have been saying Shlakos Adam on everything, even Ishtan of the Grace. So the obvious question is how? Why does that have to mean that? So we give a couple of answers. Rebbe himself was thinking to say that maybe just Tosus feels so strongly that Rebbe Yamin could not have possibly ever been saying that even Yerakos that are sounding like Luya, made better in taste, could ever be a Shahakol. There's no way Rebbe Yamin could have been saying that. Only thing he really could have been saying is that shlakos that are ishtani or ishtani legreisa are shahakol. And if that's true, then what Reb Chibar Abba, if he's arguing, then what he must be arguing on is those that are ishtani legreisa. And he's saying shlakos hadam. Okay, so we had a couple of problems with that. If it's really true that they're only arguing on a case of ishtani legreisa, then Reb Zeira, what's Reb Zeira? Zer is bringing from Turmasa. Somehow a raya sounds like for Reb Chibar Abba. But Turmasa is not a case of Ishtani Legreisa. It's a case of Ishtani Liluya. And we just said that they agree on Ishtani Liluya. So, that's tough. It's Kasha Durashash. And we'll leave it at that. But, yeah. Tzlach wanted to say maybe a different pshat in Tosus. How does he know? Just from the fact they're arguing. They're Reb Chibar Abba saying Hadama even on Ishtani Legreisa. So, shtickle, complicated, but Rabban Yom Bar Yefes here, Rav Nachman Yitzchak just said that Ula based his shita of Rabbi Yochanan saying shakol, he based it off Rabban Yom Bar Yefes. So, in other words, those two, Ula and Rabban Yamin, are almost interchangeable. So now, if Rav Chisda up above was able to be machria and say that Ula Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan was only saying shlakos shahakol on those that are ishtani legreisa, so then it must mean that when Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes said in the Beis Medrash b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shlakos are shahakol, it can't be that he said explicitly all shlakos are shahakol, because then how could Rav Chisda explain Ula, who's interchangeable with Rabbi Yamin, to be saying shlakos shahakol only on ishtani legreisa? So it must be that when Rabbi Binyamin quoted Rabbi Yochanan as Shlako Shakel, he was sosim, he was vague. He just said, Rabbi Yochanan said Shlako Shakel, meaning that he could really even be, he could just be saying, Rabbi Yochanan could have just been saying, Shlokos that are Ashtani the Greyas are Shakel. So if it's really true for the Gemara to then say that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is arguing with that, it must mean that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said explicitly that Rabbi Yochanan said Shlokos Adama even on Shlokos that are Ishtani the Greyas. That's the only way the Gemara can know 100% that he's really arguing with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. That was a tzlach. And we said maybe just simply Tosus just sees machlokas, and there's no specifications here. It's all sasim. So, okay, if you see, you know, machlokas, very simple, nothing else really going on. Nistama, they're saying what they're saying. The words say shlokos are hadama, shlokos are shahakal. So, stama, they're just arguing across the board. Okay, so those are different options there in Tosus. Last point here in Tosus is about egos, mitugon bidvash, mevarchin alav, bore priya eitz, the egos ikr. So an egos, it's fried in dvash, gets a borei priya eitz, it retains its ha'eitz, because the egos is ikr. So, what in the world? Go back to the beginning of Tosis. Tumi v'karti, they're cooked. And okay, they're made a little better, l'chora, but no, Tosis says the bishul itself has a negative downgrading effect on the tumi v'karti, and therefore tumi v'karti get a shahakal. So what's different here? Egos, the tigun b'dvash, so the tigun should have that, the etzem. I understand the dvash is giving a good flavor, but tigun itself should have that negative downgrading effect on egos and make it also shakal. What's the difference? Okay, so a few answers. Number one, maybe Tosis is just saying this for the riff, meaning for the riff, Bishul is never downgrading.
That's
Jeremiah. I thought it was Shalom, no? No?
Oh, yeah.
for the riff, All shlokos are always hadama slash ha'etz. They're never going to be downgraded. So that's pasha, that egos is still going to be ha'etz. The only factor that you now have to address, though, for the riff is the nikkur v'tafel thing. Is the shemen, is the dvash maybe here ikr? So those says, no. This mixture will still get a borei priya eitz. The egos ikr. So that's beautiful with the words. The only issue is that for tos sarash, it absolutely does not work because he brings in this case of egozim before he even quotes the riff. So, not as kishmak. So the Taz said something, I don't know, you have to understand it, but it just is machalik between Borei Priya Eitz and Borei Priya Adama. That Priya Eitz, and maybe the Bracha Borei Priya Eitz, is more chashiv and it's harder to lose the Bracha than it is by Adama. So, okay, in this kind of case where Lamaisa, there is a net gain, but the Bishul itself is downgrading, that's going to be enough by Borei Priya Adama to lose that Bracha, but it's not going to really do it by Ha'etz. It's not going to cause a loss of bracha by A. It's just harder, basically, to lose since the more chashiv bracha. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah get was more involved here. That there's a fundamental difference in terms of kavana between the two cases. By the egos is ikr. Those are the words of Tosfos. It's ikr, meaning your ikr kavana is for the egos. The whole reason dvash is coming is just to be metaking the egos, to add good taste to it. Therefore, just like giving a hesber, basically, Rabbi, giving a hesber to the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, since everything is really coming for the purpose of the egos, we can view that improvement of taste in the egos as really intrinsic and as coming from the egos itself. But by Tumah V'Karti, where really your Ikar Kavana is really for the basa, happens, and you're putting in Tumah V'Karti, if anything, just to make the basa taste better. Okay, it happens to be that incidentally it's two-way street, so the basa gives good taste back to the Tumah V'Karti, but such incidental improvement in taste, which you really had no kavana for, we're not going to view that as intrinsic to the Tumah V'Karti, and therefore we can't really say that that's Shtani Leiluya. Anyway, supposedly I had a pshat here, which Rabbi ran with, but like I don't really fully chab it, so I'm going to leave that. Time for Tom Matzah. Okay. It's quick, it's a schmack. So back just to Tom Matzah. Again, by a matzah that's mevushal, also in Machlokas, Tanoim, Rav Meir said that you're going to be yotze with that. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not yotze. Originally, we thought it's because is Bishul Mevatim Taras Lechem or not. But the Gemara concludes, Velohi, what was Rabbi Yossi saying? Why is he saying you're not yotze with matzah that's mevusheles? Because, but inon ta'am matzah v'lako, we need ta'am matzah. And there is no ta'am matzah here by matzah that is mevushel. So, first of all, what is this din of ba'ina ta'am matzah? Where does it come from? And if anything, you would think that you don't need ta'am matzah li'kuva. The Gemara Misachim says, bala matzah yotze. That if you swallow matzah, you mean you don't get any taste from the matzah, you're still yotze b'di'evet. So, where is this inyan even coming from? The other question is just what's Reb Meir's tzad? What does he really respond to Reb Yossi on this inyan?
Does he not hold of
the idea? Something else maybe. Yeah. So the Rajba on that question alone, what's Reb Meir's tzad? Rajba says, of course he agrees by inyan ta'am matzah. Can't himself know where it comes from, but he says he agrees to be inyan ta'am matzah. But Reb Meir is arguing on the Velekah. Reb Meir thinks there still is ta'am matzah here by matzah mevushelis. Either b'metzias, they're arguing that isn't there ta'am matzah by matzah mevushel, but more likely maybe something about the threshold of what is called ta'am matzah, they're arguing. So since they disagree on the threshold, so turns out that Reb Meir here says there is ta'am matzah, and Reb Yossi says there is not ta'am matzah. So the Rajba says. And the Iri gives us a little more help with that Gemara Misachim. Says that over there by Bala Matzah Yatzah, that's in a case where you're swallowing matzah that in and of itself, the Chefza actually has taste. Therefore, it's Roi to give you Ta Matzah, just that you swallowed it so you didn't get any taste. It invokes the cloud of Kol HaRoi L'Bila in Bila Ma'akeves Bal. By Matzah Mevusheles, that matzah literally has no even potential Ta'am matzah, so that's where you're not even going to be yotzei b'di'evet. Again, where does it come from, though? That's still not clear. And then exactly how would Reb Meir disagree? Either you could say Reb Meir just disagrees on that lumbus. Like, you don't need potential ta'am matzah. I mean, you don't even need potential ta'am matzah. Bala matzah yotzah, because you do not need ta'am matzah. You're disagreeing with the entire cloud. You don't need ta'am matzah. Gemara Misachim says. Or you call it back on the Rajba that Reb Meir just again thinks there is ta'am matzah here. The Meiri gives us the Reb Yona maybe gives us a little bit of a makor, something to hold on to. This is that this is stemming from the din of lechem oni, it's opposite the issue of matzah shira. That just like by literal ingredients, you can't have ingredients beyond just the basics of water and flour. It's going to be an issue of matzah shira, as per Psachim. So too, in terms of the cooking process, it has to be the basics, just baking, flour, and water. Anything beyond that, like bishul, that's going to be basically an issue of matzah shira. If that's really true, the only issue with that Rabbi Yonah is that the Gemara's lashon is a little weird. But inon ta'am matzah, we need ta'am matzah. I mean, really what's at the root of the issue is that we need lechem oni. We need lechem oni. We don't want matzah shira. So like being in ta'am matzah is a weird way to get to that issue. And
might be good here. And like ta'am matzah, when you have matzah shira, you maybe don't have ta'am matzah. Maybe that's the chisaron in matzah shira. You don't have ta'am matzah.
Is that true?
I have no clue.
Okay, fine. Maisa, Pnei Yoshua here. It's Geshmak. Pnei Yoshua says, it's going to help us with another issue also. What's the machlokas here? Machlokas is, when we say ba'inan ta'am matzah, what Rabbi Yossi really means, in case is matzah, but he means ba'inan ta'am lechem. That, in other words, in order for something to be defined as lechem, it needs to have ta'am lechem. Just like to be defined as lechem, we saw you need to have teresa dinama, the looks of bread. Also, Rabbi Yossi thinks, need to have the taste of bread in order to be defined as bread. Bilako. Here it doesn't have taste of bread. Reb Meir's argument is, no, That's not a, where do you see that as a requirement to be defined as bread? You need tereis dinam. You don't need ta'am lechem, no, to be defined as lechem. So, in other words, they're still arguing on is bishul mevatel mitoras lechem or not. One thinks, yeah, is mevatel mitoras lechem because you need ta'am lechem or to be defined as lechem. The other one thinks, no, you don't need ta'am lechem, so bishul is not mevatel mitoras lechem. But everyone agrees, the point of the Gemara is that bishul is not mevatel mitoras yerek because you don't need ta'am yerek to be defined as a yerek. So bishul is not mevatel mitoras yerek. But machlokas here is bishul mevatel mitoras lechem. So that helps with the kasha we had from the Rashi and the Rash in Pesachim. The way they explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir over there in Pesachim is according to the Hava Mina of our Gemara here, that it's all based on Bishul being Mevatel Toras Lechem or not on Ba'inan Ta'amatzah. They don't make mention of that. But now with this Pnei Yoshua, that the machlokas is still about Bishul being Mevatel Mitoras Lechem or not, so then it's Geshmak. The Rashi and the Rash and Pesachim are very much fitting. They fit with the Maskana of our Gemara. We want to say maybe a different pshat just to end, and we want to say a different pshat that maybe Rashi and the Rash and Achinami are really going within the Havam, you know, of our explaining the Machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yossi, and they ignore the Maskana of our Gemara. And how could they do that? Because this is all within Rav Nachman. But if we go back to Rav Chisda, and again, Rashi's important Rav Chisda was that his hachra was that Bishul Be'etzem is something that's transformative. It's Mevatel, the Toras of whatever you start with. If you start with the Yerek, it's Mevatel, Toras Yerek. Again, of course, the exception is when it brings it to its Iker Pri, then it would be Shehakol Ta'adama. But Be'etzem, Bishul is something that is downgrading. So then, if we paskin like Rav Chisda, maybe Rashi and the Rash were paskin like Rav Chisda, if we paskin like Rav Chisda, then the Hava Mina of the Machlokas, or Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is exactly how we would want to explain their Machlokas. Their Machlokas is Davka about, is Bishul Mevatel, Mitora, the original Torah, so whatever we start with. And we would paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that yes, Bishul, the Etzem is Mevatel, Mitoras Lechem, Mevatel, Mitoras Yerek, the Etzem it is. That's exactly Rashi's word here.
The rush
bringing the rush in the past and the time. If we're going to hold so much of the Havamina,
then it's a much better kasha.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not. So, I think that's that. Guys, good luck.